For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1234 at News Talk 1290 CJBK, and welcome to Ask the Experts. My name is Al Coombs as we bring in Joan Ball from Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com. 672-9880 is her phone number. I'm amazed that you were able to find time to come in today.
Yeah. Well, it may
you
seem like that.
Busy.
I have. I've got my running shoes on. Well, almost. Anyway.
Professional running shoes.
Yeah, it has been quite active out there, I must say.
It's amazing to see, and you and I were talking about this, kind of this the way that usually a buyer-seller market, we've often been in the balanced market for the longest time, and you and I were talking a little while ago about how we're kind of tilting towards one way, and then towards, then of course, that has this call to action then for a lot of people, and then so then we start seeing things start to balance back out again. Yeah. Whereabouts are we right now?
Well, we are still in a balanced market, believe it or not. There's certain product, however, that is just, as I call it, flying off the shelf. And it really depends on where you are. But I think whatever your property has, you still need to always look at location, condition, and price as being the three factors that sell real estate. And there's no doubt about it. Certain locations are drawing some extra attention.
Can I ask what those certain locations are?
Sherwood Forest, Orchard Park, Stony Brook, you know, some of the old north areas. Hunt Club is now getting some real recognition, and Oak Ridge. Not that it hasn't, but certainly there's some buyers that are specifically wanting those areas, and they're being very diligent about checking on the property listings every day. And I find many of them are indicating a wait time on offers. So that tells me there's a demand there. And quite honestly, when I do a follow-up, some of them are getting multiple offers and then selling very quickly. There, you know, about a month ago, I'll say, there was just this fevered pitch in some of the areas like Stony Brook and Orchard Park, Sherwood Forest, and that kind of thing. It's not softened a bit. No, I won't say softened, but it's not as frantic as it was even a month ago.
Right.
But still, the attention is there. So just make sure. And the properties that are having some issues or need some major updates or fix-ups and that kind of thing, and yet they're trying to get a little extra money or not necessarily getting that. So you really need to price it accordingly.
Right. Pricing it accordingly, that's interesting that you would say that, because we just got a note in here from Marissa. Marissa letting us know that she said, I've heard the market is that hot. I might be able to get a little bit more for my property than originally anticipated. How best to know how much more I might be able to ask for my property?
Well, and that's the million-dollar question.
Sure,
I mean,
is.
Where do I go? Because there is a property. There's two properties, for example, I can give you, and I can't give you the actual addresses because I just can't do that. But I can tell you the scenario. One was, they were very similar. In the same general area, actually on the same street, one was listed for $499, the other was listed for $399. Now, you would think that the $399 property, and I thought the $499 was overpriced.
Right. Okay.
Definitely. By
right.
about $50,000.
Right.
At least. And it was very choppy, and I didn't think it was as good a property as the one that was listed for $399, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Now, the difference was one had a pool, the $499,000 one had a pool, and the other one didn't. But, you know, I mean, that's about $20,000, $25,000 difference.
Right.
And so the one at $499 did sell. And it sold very, very well at $495. And the one at $399 had seven offers indicated, all of whom except for one backed off the day of offer presentation because they were so worried it was going to go so high over list price that they just wouldn't have a chance. And one buyer stayed there. And so their sort of advertising strategy to recruit more offers and get it sold for more than list price actually, in my opinion, backfired, and it sold for $395.
Oh, no.
And it had conditions.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a perfect example of where you have to be accurate with your pricing and come in well-represented and just make sure that you're not shooting yourself in the foot.
Right.
So pricing it, you know, maybe a little above and sort of testing the market with 7 days hold off on offers, that's fine. That's good. But don't be ridiculous. You know, if I never tell people to list it below list what I think the value is. And some, you know, there's certainly strategies out there that work very well doing that and then recruiting a ton of offers and it goes way north. But that was a perfect example of where it can backfire on you. So be comfortable, confident, and I will show people how to justify, how I can justify the price that I think is realistic. And then, you know, we can pat it maybe with a little bit or maybe remove a couple of the issues. You know, if there's a hot tub or whatever, you may want to take it to the next house or consider it as a negotiable. Some of the appliances, some of those other things that can be negotiated in might be a strategy as well. So there's other ways of going about it.
And it's something that you and I touch on all the time and recognize that it does sound biased, but it's one of the things that we often bring up is some of those strategies that people don't know about when they go to sell a house by themselves, some mm-hmm. of the risks that mm-hmm. we undertake when we're buying a house where mm-hmm. we don't have a real estate agent involved, it makes everything a little bit more nerve-wracking going
right.
into it, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. We do have a follow-up texting question regarding mm-hmm. the MPAC value
right.
In relation with the potential sale figure. We'll get to that coming up next as we continue our conversation with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com, 519-672-9880. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
There's a change happening in our city. Have you felt it? We're not just talking about new houses and offices, because the impact of brick and steel is nothing compared to the people who build them and the ideas that fill them. We're talking about the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the creators, those who see no limit to how high London can rise. If you haven't felt the change, don't worry, you will soon. And this is where you'll hear about it. Today's Talk for Today's London. We are News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1242 at News Talk 1290 CJBK, and welcome back to Ask the Experts with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com, the website. Jump on there, 519-672-9880. A thread of email has been handed to me, and we'll talk about what that's kind of outlining
right.
in just half a second. But I do want to get to this question that a texter has put in, a very interesting one as well. As we were talking about the price and the market and how that all fluctuates, the strategies to deal with it, a texter bringing up a great point as well at 101290, saying, how close is my latest MPAC value in relation to potential sale figure?
Okay, great question.
It really is.
So here's what happens is MPAC will do their assessments. Mm-hmm. It will have a four-year roll-in. So you want to look at the highest number when you get your assessment and see what that is. That is what they are estimating your taxes on as
right.
far as value. But do remember, they don't get into all the properties. So sometimes, and usually you want the MPAC assessment to be a little shy of market value.
And that's because the taxing is based on a percentage of
yes,
that value,
that's
right?
right. That's okay. exactly right. So in some cases, in the past, I've had individuals call me and say, oh my gosh, my house is worth much more than the MPAC assessment. Should I be calling them and having it reassessed? And I'm going, no, why would you want to pay more taxes? So
right.
obviously don't do that. However, you do want to get some kind of an indication that this is sort of generally the ballpark of what a similar property in your area is selling for based on the sales comparables, because that's all they have to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And there may have been significant updates in that area or not so significant updates in that area. And so that's what they're basing it on to their best estimate.
Gotcha.
So it should be somewhat accurate, but it many cases, in many neighborhoods, it falls a little bit shy of what market value would be at this time of the year with the activity that we've had just even in the last couple of months.
It's kind of, to draw an analogy, it's kind of how there's that disconnect between what the price of oil is and what the price of gas is.
Yes.
There's a difference between what the impact, say, your house is worth and what the market value dictates.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yes. I hope that helps you out, the texter, with that great question as well. And it is funny when it comes to trying to define the value of a house. It's such an interesting thing because, of course, you've got the memories in there. This is an infinity-dollar house, don't you know?
Yes.
And then, we have to put a price on it.
Yes.
Where do you begin with that? Well, you need a starting ground, and that's kind of where you start with the impact.
That's right. And most of us will be very subjective about our own homes. We're not objective at all. And even to the point where, I've been in the industry for a while, and when I evaluated my home, I had to bring in somebody else to sort of say, okay, I think this is right. Tell me if it is and accurate. And, okay, good, because you're too close to it
in
some cases. And you need to evaluate, but you need to have enough information to be able to do an effective evaluation. And if it's a unique home, in my opinion, you need to have some eyes that have some experience in sort of what happens with that level of uniqueness.
Great point. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. We will be speaking in just a little while about the unsexy side, but the very necessary side of buying a home. We'll talk about that in just half a second, but I do want to talk about the new listing that you just brought out, 14 Dune Drive, unit number 22. Tell me about this house.
Well, it's listed for $289,900. It is an executive condo. Dune and Windermere, everybody knows about the construction, so you can't get at it from Adelaide right now. You can only get at it through either from North, Masonville, or from Windermere on the Richmond access. There is an open house there on Sunday from 2 to 4. It does have about just over 1,500 square feet on the main floor. Beautiful master bedroom with patio doors out to the deck. Patio access also from the Eden kitchen. Formal dining room, living room that have brand new carpet, as does the master bedroom. Ensuite in the master bedroom and double closets. Main floor laundry. And then downstairs, there's a basement walkout. There's two rec rooms. There's two bedrooms. There's a full bathroom. There's a powder room on the main floor for company and a main floor laundry and access to the garage. So it offers a ton for $289,900.
And you may slap my wrist for saying this, but I get very much a cottage feel almost from it as you walk in.
Yeah, it's a very mature, in my opinion, it has a very landscaped and mature trees.
Okay.
And, it really is filling in so nicely at this time of year.
I just look at this beautiful, it looks like a brick fireplace that's on the main floor.
And no, that's the basement. That's in
the
rec room level, the walkout.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a very, very comfy place to move
absolutely.
Right into.
Yeah. It's a well-run complex, too. I know a number of people who live in the complex. Very well-run, very well-positioned, and very popular.
And you'll be able to find more pictures again, joanball.com. The open house on
Sunday, 2 to 4.
Sunday, 2 to 4, 14 Dune Drive, unit number 22. There is a very difficult sell side of the housing market. Well, it's not even the hard, difficult sell. It's just kind of that awkward conversation. You fall in love with the door. You fall in love with the windows. You fall in love with the garden. You fall in love with the house. But there's another element that you have to talk about after that, and we'll talk about that next on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
All at the same time.
Turn us on.
Now give me the details.
First thing in the morning. News, traffic and weather,
and so much more.
First Thing with Mike Stubbs and Lisa Brandt. Weekday mornings on News Talk 1290.
CJBK.
Sounds great, right?
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290. CJBK.
1249 at News Talk 1290. CJBK. Joan Ball joining us, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com, 519-672-9880. This is something that I'm sure you probably have to guide people into the discussion of, because nobody, either we don't think about it, we play ignorant to it, something along those lines. But when it comes to insurance, a lot of us don't even think about insurance. We think, look how beautiful this garden is. Oh, well, they got a new roof. Oh, this is beautiful. This is perfect. This is exactly what I want. insurance is one of the conversations we have to have, but a lot of us put it off.
Absolutely. And it became very apparent to me recently that from a buyer's perspective, they're going, well, there's all this these different kinds of insurance. You know, there's property insurance,
right.
There's title insurance, there's mortgage insurance, there's Canada mortgage and housing insurance. How do I sort of sift through this whole, you know, the various forms of insurance and what's mandatory and what's not, and how do I sort of get through it? So I have drafted up a sheet, an information sheet for my buyers that walks them through all the various forms. And I will tell you just briefly, you know, when you're looking at property insurance, that's a mandatory item if you're securing a mortgage. You can't get a mortgage without property insurance. You know, they want to ensure that the bank's investment in you and loaning you the mortgage is going to be protected.
Makes sense.
But also, if you're putting any less than 20% down, you're going to need either Canada Mortgage and Housing or Genworth insurance for that security of that gap between what you're putting down and the 20%, just for the bank's security in that respect. And also then you've got title insurance. When you purchase, the lawyer is going to arrange for title insurance. So you're guaranteed that the package, the property that you're getting is actually the package and property that you're getting. And then you're also looking at mortgage insurance. Banks it's a mandatory item that they ask you. I will give a footnote here in that many people are going through a private insurer, like a life insurer, for that kind of coverage, because here's the difference. The bank will underwrite the claim at the time of claim, you know, at the time of wanting to take out the claim, to exercise that. Whereas a private insurer will actually underwrite at the time of writing the policy, not claiming on the policy. So that is it, you know, that leaves the sort of fine tuning and the small print open for interpretation at the time of claim.
Going
through a bank, whereas you know the life insurance is the life insurance, here it is, here's the policy, that kind of thing. So, you know, there are some criteria that are taken into account for that kind of insurance. But if anybody wants to access this sheet, then just let me know and I'll send it out to them.
The paperwork when you're buying a house, mm-hmm. as well, it's underestimated, right? And again, a lot of us go into buying a house, whether we've done it before or not, you either haven't done it in a long while, you forget the amount of paperwork, or mm-hmm. you've never done it before, you don't know how much is involved. Mm-hmm. You go into that and you can lose track so easily.
Yes.
And because some of it's voluntary, you don't know, is this guy trying to upsell me,
right.
or does this guy actually think this is a good idea?
Right.
It gets nerve-wracking.
Of course. And, you know, I had a conversation with an insurance broker just the other day, and we were talking about how few people actually read the contract. And it's one of the reasons why I put it in my buyer and seller packages, is I put a teaching offer in there so they can read through how it appears in the offer and then what it means. Because at the time of sitting down and reviewing an offer, quite often they're just too frazzled or too excited, or you know, it's the time frame doesn't allow for it necessarily.
You're so optimistic. I could easily see this as well. You're so optimistic that when somebody says, well, you know, did you check this out? This could be a major concern.
Yeah.
You say, oh, we can deal with that later. Nothing's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
The house is perfect, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it's the same thing with insurance policies or the mortgage contract at the bank and that kind of thing. People just don't seem to get into the minutia and really read it with some detail.
Joan, thank you so much for the information on the insurance. I do want to change gears really quickly, just in the last, we've got about a minute and a half, but we do have a question from Abby asking about a pool. Having a property with pool is too much effort for me. Is a property with a pool an asset, or should I simply stay here and fill in the pool?
Well, I think it really depends on it's really a good point to evaluate her situation. What's her age? What's her eventual situation as far as moving on? What are the supports in place? And looking at the cost of filling it in. You know, if she's moving in the next 5 years, it may not pay her back to pay $10,000 to fill in the pool when, you know, she may be able to hire somebody for a minimal charge to just maintain it for the next 4 or 5 years. And then it's an asset when she goes to sell. sell. So I think it's not a blanket sort of observation or recommendation. It really depends on many facets, but that's where an agent really should be able to walk someone through all those considerations.
It's funny because is it an asset? Yes. Is it a deterrent? Well, yes, because it is a very specific thing. So you have people that are looking for a pool. Do you ever have people that kind of say, I didn't think I ever wanted a pool, but now that I've got one, it's great.
Yes, I have.
Have you actually?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest feedback I'm getting is, you know, I really thought that it would be too much work, and yet the kids are coming over more. Mm. It's now so inexpensive. We're not renting the cottage, you know, as much or doing going away on holidays. It's less expensive for vacations. Yeah. You know, so there's some real benefit to that.
I know you picking up the pool was probably somewhat at your house, I know, was probably somewhat happy in that, well, my son is now over there once
yes,
a weekend over and jumping
That's
in
right.
Here.
And he's such a swimmer, too. Oh, my gosh.
It is one of the things that I always appreciate speaking to you about is just you opening our eyes to a field that a lot of us do. We take for granted an awful lot of what you do and being able to make sure that we understand there's usually a lot of method to the madness. So thank you very much, as always, Joan, for coming
thank
in.
You.
Very much appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com is the website, 519-672-9880, the phone number. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290. We have special coverage live from the Memorial Cup coming up next on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.